This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome back to Your Tech Report. For gadget news and reviews, click to yourtechreport.com.
Welcome back to Your Tech Report. My next guest is the global sustainability lead at one of the biggest brands in gaming today, and that brand is Razer. Now, Razer was founded in 2005 with their flagship gaming mouse, the Razer Diamondback. Now, since then, the company has continued to create some incredible peripherals, laptops that are used not only by gamers, but esports athletes, professionals, and creators around the world. They're some of the most beautiful laptops that I've used and ones that I always gravitate towards. But the company is more than just the products and services it creates. It's evolved into an amazing community of gamers around the world that are so passionate about gaming and the devices that they use. And Razer continues to innovate in those products, but also in the efforts to help the community and, of course, the world. Kenneth Ng, thank you so much for joining me today, all the way from Singapore. It's so nice to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me, Meg. It's really a pleasure to be here.
Kenneth, can you tell us about your role at Razer? What does a day in the life of Kenneth look like?
So a day in my life, it's actually pretty exciting. So I'll wake up every morning to look at what is the latest and greatest tech news and that happening in our gaming community. And that includes the latest products, what are the latest trends that our gamers are interested in. And of course, because of my role in sustainability, I also need to keep track of what is the best way or what is the latest news that's surrounding sustainability. So that's how I start my day. And I'll talk to my colleagues from the US and Europe region to actually see how whether do they need any help in terms of communicating sustainability. And of course, I go through a day of talking to engineers on how we can actually incorporate new materials in our product design. And of course, we also look at how we can reduce our emissions of a company as a whole. And that includes talking to a supply chain. I can go on and on, but this is a typical day in my life. Yeah.
So earlier this year at CES, you guys announced that as of this year, 2024, all new PC peripherals products are going to incorporate recycled materials. Now, you talk about working with your engineering teams and, of course, the whole company as a whole to reduce your carbon footprint. Is that something that's hard to do to use recycled materials and peripherals? Is that something difficult?
Yeah, man, you bet. Because we position ourselves as the premium and ultimate gaming gear for our community. And the first thing about premium is that the product must be, first of all, durable. We can be sustainable, but at the same time, we don't want it to be, brittle and it breaks after a few tries. You know, that defeats the whole purpose of being sustainable. So first of all, we want to make sure that when we use recycled material, it remains the same kind of quality, the premium feel, look and feel, and it provides the same kind of performance. It's lightweight and gamers can use that for elite gaming. So this is something that we're after. So incorporating recycled material means that, you have to do with some reused material, give them a second life, and you have to incorporate all these elements of success into recycled materials. So it's pretty difficult. Yeah.
I can imagine. And there's a misconception, I think, in the community, in the world, really, not only with gamers in your community, but there is this misconception that recycled materials are not as good as original materials. Can you explain why that's not the case?
Yeah. So recycled material can be equally as good as new material. It's just that we have not been, brands and companies, we typically want to gravitate towards the easy way out, and we don't want to actually do more R&D to discover how we can better support, manufacturing with recycled material. And that's something that we try not to go into. So in Razer, we have a pretty large engineering team that devotes every day into testing new materials, how it's being brought out to the consumer. And one very important thing that our engineers actually look into, starting right from the design, is that we want to make sure that when you buy in a product, you don't have to, you know, recycle it. You have to have means to repair it, because when you repair it, you extend the life cycle of your product. So we make spare parts available for our consumers, and we also make sure that we provide guidance for you to do simple fixes with your laptop, your razor blades. And razor blade is frankly one of the most repairable and upgradable laptops out there. So this is something that we do with our product, and we take tremendous pride in that.
When you talk about recycled materials and its repairability in general, it's not always the parts that we touch and feel, for example. It's not necessarily, you know, the casing of the mouse, for example. It could be components inside it. How do you identify it when you sit down with an engineering team? How do you look at everything that goes into a peripheral? Let's use a mouse as an example, or a keyboard. How do you identify what is going to be the part that you focus on today, and where you find those recycled materials? Are they materials that you guys use and that have leftover, like waste from, you know, printing a shell of a mouse, for example, that you then reuse in another part?
Yeah, so the best scenario for us is that we want to be commuting as low emissions as possible. So when the location or the facility of the manufacturing is close to the place that we recycle, then we don't have to ship recycled materials across the world. We will then actually use recycled material to manufacture our next product. So we tend to do what we call close the loop. When you buy a razor mouse or keyboard, we encourage you to recycle with us, because when you recycle with us, we can bring it to the facility that's close to our production line, and we can make it into new products. So, and also, you know, if you do recycling at any of the razor store worldwide, we actually give you a $10 voucher, at least a $10 voucher for your next purchase. So we are trying our best to get our gamers to actually, bring your old gear down, you can get a discount. Plus, you can also experience what is the latest and greatest from Razer.
You know, yeah. What? You bring up something that's so important. I don't think people realize is that we can play a part in helping that sustainability effort just by doing that, just by going somewhere we'd go anyway, which is our Razer store, and bringing in peripherals and things that we might want to recycle. Not only can you save money, but we're also doing our own part in helping that efforts. You talked about, you know, not only it's not only in the products, but it's also, as you said, the supply chain and, materials that are local. You know, you're a company that, you know, designs stuff that is around the world, that is absolutely everywhere. That can't be an easy effort to be able to say, okay, in Las Vegas near this Razer store, we can use this facility for recycling and manufacturing, in Irvine and, you know, in Singapore. How do you deal with all that? How do you figure that out? That can't be easy.
Yeah, it's indeed very challenging. And when we operate across so many different jurisdictions around the world, there's just so many regulations and different challenges that we face different parts of our community. So we want to be able to provide the same kind of experience to our community. So internally, we will actually standardize that when you recycle with us, say in United States, it's being exposed to the same standards in Canada or in Europe. So we want to actually be able to provide the same experience and make sure that we do not fall short of the environmental standards that we're being subscribed to. So all these are a lot of behind the scenes that a lot of gamers, they do enjoy our products. They do hear about it from time to time, but they might not be able to get some insight into what we really do to make sure that they have the same kind of experience consistently throughout the world.
When you made the announcement back at CES about products, you know, from this year forward on the peripheral side, do you see a day where every single product that Razer manufactures is going to incorporate some kind of recycled materials?
Yeah, so in fact, we have already committed for all the new product launches since CES. We're going to commit ourselves to only use, to have incorporate recycled material in every single base model. And this year, we're actually, the Earth Day is coming, and as part of our Earth Day announcement, we want to make sure that we commit every single existing products for under headsets, mice, and keyboards, of your PC setups, all the base model will also incorporate recycled material. So we're not just forward looking into new product introduction, but we are retrospectively making sure we are incorporating engineering change to our existing manufacturing lines. So this is a very, very hefty engineering work and engineering change request. We are hopeful, with one full year of engineering change, we can see at least 65% of every single entire volume from Razer to be all comprising of recycled materials.
How has the response been from the Razer community? Do you find that they're aware of what you're doing? I know that you're promoting it. We're having conversations like this, but are they aware? Are they concerned? Are they excited about it? Do you think are they rallying behind you?
Yeah. So the thing about Razer community is that our diehard fans are actually very clear about what we are doing. I just want to bring your attention to our earlier projects that we actually launched at CES. So in the past, we launched a lot of projects such as Project Christine. Project Christine is a completely modular desktop. Everything operates by USB-C. You can actually plug it in. Everything is upgradable and modular. So right from our beginnings, our gamers are like us for being, modular, being upgradable and providing the options to us. So that forms part of Razer's ethos. And as the community grow with us, they are, this is already embedded in the philosophy that they believe in us. So frankly speaking, we've been doing it for so many years, but 3 years ago, we decided to make it a more concerted effort because a lot of gamers are writing to the CEO directly, Min Liang. So he's actually being asked by the gamers to say that, can you guys do something more? Can you guys be more out there, not just doing all the design from the back end. Go out there, tell the tech industry, tell the gaming industry that we want change. So 3 years ago, we have a more concentrated effort to put forth a campaign called Go Green Razer, our 10 years sustainability manifesto. And we have a very lovely mascot called Snakey Snake. And Snakey Snake is well-loved by our 200 million strong gamers within our ecosystem. So Snakey Snake actually, talks to gamers about common sustainability-related topics. And the beauty of Snakey Snake is that they don't talk to gamers as if it's talking down to them. But, there's a little bit of gamer humor and a little bit of fun pokes at each other. And that is something that really appeals to our community here.
That's very cool. Yeah. Before I let you go, if there was one thing that you wanted the community to understand and know about these efforts and being sustainable, what would that be?
So we want our gamers to know that we hear them and take them very seriously, and we want them to be able to be empowered with a choice to make a choice to become more sustainable, by making sure that their favorite product line, be it the esports elite athletes, be it someone who enjoys so much RGB and like to have feature-rich devices, or even maybe someone who just enjoy entry-level kind of Razer product. We want to let them know, no matter what is your profile, we do have a product that is carefully designed from cradle to grave, every step of the manufacturing process thoughtfully designed for you. So we are, by our ethos, for gamers, by gamers. So we will continue to stand by that, and we will be with our gamers, be it come rain or shine, come climate change or not. So we will be with our gamers.
Kenneth, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day. I know it's late where you are, so it's such a pleasure to have you on, and congratulations on all the efforts. We cannot wait to hear about all the Earth Day announcements, and we will definitely follow up with you guys to keep in touch.
Thank you for having me. See you guys.
That is Kenneth from Razer. If you guys want to find out more, check out yourtechreport.com. Of course, you can subscribe to our podcast and YouTube channel at Your Tech Report on all our social media. We're going to take a quick break.
Your Tech Report will be right back.
Hi, I'm Mercedes Nickel, four-time Winter Olympian and host of Dropping In, a podcast with Mercedes. This is a podcast where I interview a bunch of different people. I get the good, the bad, and the ugly, as well as I share my stories along the way. Now you can drop in at droppingin.com or subscribe on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube. I'll see you soon.
It is your favorite girl. That's right. It's the Ali Mars, the one and the only. Everyone else just ain't me. I am the host of Welcome to Mars, a lifestyle podcast where nothing is off the table. I have come a long way from sex and dating and have transformed the new vibe to all things lifestyle. We still talk sex, but I'm more interested in the journey, where people have come from, how they made it, and where they're going. Subscribe or follow to a brand new look and a brand new era Welcome to Mars.
Subscribe or follow on Apple, Spotify, Google, or at theallymars.com.
Because even with the new look, I'm still that same bitch you love to hate.